Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. Governor Bill Walker says the Republican health care bill in Congress would shift Medicaid costs to the state. In a written statement, Walker says with the state's big budget deficit, quote, Alaska is not in a position to cover Medicaid services that have been covered by the federal government since the program's inception in 1965, close quote. Walker says he's working with the congressional delegation and the Trump administration on the state's health care needs. In Alaska, 176,000 people are covered by Medicaid, a government insurance program for the poor. Cannabis business boosters are breathing a sigh of relief today following a Fairbanks Borough Assembly vote last night. A proposed ordinance by Lance Roberts and Matt Cooper would have increased the buffer zone between marijuana businesses and trade schools to 500 feet. Roberts said those zones would bring parity with K through 12 schools.
You're looking at establishments that aren't officially public schools, but yet have that same education for that same group of young people. And so we wanted to make sure that that same buffer zone was provided to them.
But those testifying against the ordinance saw it as counterproductive. Carl Addington said it flew in the face of state legal and legislative developments.
Alaska's Attorney General Jana Lindemuth has come out in support of Alaska's right to have a thriving cannabis industry.
And Brandon Emmett, who serves on the State Marijuana Control Board, said the ordinance would be a dampener on commerce.
And I don't think that this community is going to benefit in any way, shape, or form by eliminating the economic ability of the citizens within the borough to start new businesses.
Ordinance sponsors also argued the new Trump administration would view unfavorably the narrower buffer zone as irresponsible legislation. But that argument didn't sway Assemblymember Van Lawrence.
I acknowledge that we do have to worry about the Trump administration and Attorney General Sessions, but I don't see how whether this ordinance passes or not is going to change anything in from their perspective.
The ordinance failed on a 5-3 vote. Assembly sponsors Roberts and Cooper were joined by Guy Sadley. Two House Republicans proposed stripping the Alaska Gas Line Corporation of more than $10 million this week during a finance committee meeting. In the end, the proposals were tossed out, but they serve as a warning shot to the corporation, which has seen its finances come under increasing scrutiny from lawmakers working to trim the state's budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Roshna McChesney has more in Juneau.
In some ways, the first proposal to strip funding from the Alaska Gasline Development Corporation wasn't a surprise. The corporation is currently being audited by a legislative committee, and its president has appeared before lawmakers who questioned the corporation's perceived lack of financial transparency. In a House Finance Committee meeting this week, North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson proposed cutting more than $10 million from the state's operating budget earmarked for the corporation.
It doesn't belong in the operating budget. And not just that, I think the bigger discussion is, what project are we talking about and what one are we funding at this point?
She's referring to the two separate funds the legislature has funneled money into for two separate gas line projects. One, a smaller diameter in-state pipeline. The other, the massive Alaska LNG project that would pipe gas down from the North Slope and then ship it to markets in Asia. And lawmakers have continually questioned whether the corporation has been mixing money from both accounts. Anchorage Republican Lance Pruitt proposed a budget amendment similar to Wilson's. And both Pruitt and Wilson say they aren't looking to defund the corporation, but they don't want to see the state paying for it out of its operating budget. And Wilson's amendment was shot down on a bipartisan 7-3 vote, and Lance Pruitt withdrew his after that vote. And the corporation isn't asking the legislature for any more money this year. But it has asked lawmakers to approve a transfer of funds from its in-state gas line project to the Alaska LNG project. And corporation spokesperson Rosetta Alcantara says it's not clear what the agency will do if that transfer isn't approved.
We haven't fleshed out a plan.
She says the corporation would try to use the funds it currently has, but didn't elaborate on how. Alcantara says the corporation has taken steps to be more transparent to lawmakers. She says it's been giving bi-monthly reports to legislators and offering a deeper dive for legislators willing to keep quiet.
We've also been asked about working with individual legislators to do a confidentiality agreement. We have started that ball rolling. AGDC is very interested in working with the legislature and the ones, the individuals who want to peek in the tent.
So far, Alcantara says no one has signed one of those agreements. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
Scientists who study Arctic climate say their research will suffer if the Trump administration goes ahead with big budget cuts reportedly under consideration for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And they say the proposed cuts would also hinder meteorologists' ability to forecast weather in Alaska and worldwide. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
President Trump has made it clear he has doubts about climate change, and he's declared he'll cut non-defense-related federal spending. So recent reports about big cuts under consideration for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, have generated a lot of anxiety among scientists who depend on the agency's satellites to study Arctic climate.
We are quite concerned about the possibility of losing an eye in the sky.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the National Snow and Ice Data Center. He says cuts like those reported last week in the Washington Post would cripple NOAA satellite climate monitoring programs that provide information to the Snow and Ice Data Center and many other research agencies.
Certainly, if there were steep budget cuts, then we and many others would really be hurting.
More importantly, Serez says the cuts reportedly under consideration would hamper research essential to meteorologists, especially those who predict weather in Alaska and offshore.
A lot of other people depend on this information. For example, if you want good weather models, good numerical weather prediction, you need to know what the sea ice cover is doing, where that sea ice is.
Zach Laib is a doctoral student with the University of California, Irvine's Department of Earth System Science. He studies sea ice to, among other things, determine whether it influences weather in the middle latitudes.
Budget cuts to the satellite network will not only affect our climate monitoring, but will also affect weather monitoring.
Laib says the satellites are essential for researchers and weather forecasters here and worldwide.
There in Alaska, there are a lot of locations that don't have radar observations, Doppler radar for weather. Meteorologists in Alaska rely on the satellite network to provide weather forecasts.
But Laib and Serez and other researchers who spoke on background for this story all say it may be too soon to worry about budget reductions because the administration hasn't completed work on a proposed budget. The Post story says NOAA's overall budget would be cut by 17% and that the agency's Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Research by 26%, and that office's satellite data division would be reduced by another 22%. An agency spokesman declined Thursday to confirm those numbers or to comment on NOAA's budget. But Serez says he thinks Congress wouldn't allow those kinds of cuts.
I strongly feel that what comes out of Congress is going to be quite different than what is proposed.
That's basically how Alaska's senior senator sees it.
Those deep reductions would have a negative impact on not only our nation, but specifically Alaska.
Karina Peterson is a spokeswoman for Senator Lisa Murkowski.
We rely on timely, accurate environmental monitoring and other services from NOAA that help to secure our communities and boost our economy.
Peterson says Murkowski agrees the federal budget needs to be trimmed, but she disagrees with these purported cuts.
Senator Murkowski will absolutely advocate for these programs within NOAA's budget that are key and important to Alaska.
Congressman Don Young spokesman Matt Shukarow says the numbers cited in the Post story and elsewhere are not official. He says once the president sends his budget to Congress, Young will go over it and oppose cuts he believes are harmful to Alaska.
There's been Alaska-specific programs that have fallen under attack in prior years, and the congressman is very good at going to the floor and defending those interests.
The president's expected to send a budget to Congress later in the spring. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Robert Hannon.